producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Now, recently, let me give you a little background. If you don't know this yet, let me give you a little background. A Border Patrol agent named Brian Terry was murdered with some guns that Eric Holder helped walk across the border in an operation called Fast and Furious. And there's a foundation that was set up to help his family out, commemorate his life and everything else, called the Brian Terry Foundation. And with things like that, normally the gun community rallies to help them out. And there was an incident where a lot of gun companies got caught up in gathering money for the Brian Terry Foundation. And there was a little bit of a fraud going on with the person supposedly administering to this. And that was discovered by my next guest. Now, in addition to him discovering that and making that right now he's on a bicycle. And he is going to pedal 2,000 miles for the Brian Terry Foundation, in support of the Brian Terry Foundation. He is also a very, very well-credentialed tactical instructor. He's messed with tactical gear as far as selling it, putting it together. Now he teaches people how to run guns. And his school, MDFI, it teaches what is considered to be one of the most comprehensive AR courses available to anybody, anywhere, for any price. Joined now, somewhere on the road, by Eric Utrecht, or as everybody calls him, Trek. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
So how far along are you on the 2,000-mile festive pedaling?
I'm on day three. I'm actually at about 220 miles. I'm standing right next to the beautiful lake in Culver, Indiana, and thought I had an easy day today. I expected I only had an 80-mile day, but that's actually tomorrow. Today I have 110 miles to cover.
That is going to be a rough day.
It was a small technical error on my part. Yeah,
small technical error. Now, just to give somebody some scale, you started somewhere in Michigan, right?
I started in Flat Rock, Michigan, correct.
And you're going to...
Bisbee, Arizona, home of Brian A. Terry Border Patrol Station.
Now, is this a result of you discovering that fraud that was happening that so many of the people that you and I know got caught up in because they wanted to contribute to the Brian Terry Foundation? Is this sort of...
I can't take credit for discovering it. That actually broke... Bob Price of Rebar, Texas, broke the story. I just did my part to try to basically get some restitution back to those companies that had put their hard-earned money towards a really great cause that turned out not going to a really great cause. But this is a direct result. After that happened, there were so many people, I think I mentioned before, the one that stands out to me, you know, Jake Stevens at Aries Gear, he had put about $3,000 into the fraudulent individual, and the moment that he found out that his money had been taken and not received by the Brian Terry Foundation, he immediately, before even getting his money back, cut a check to the actual Brian Terry Foundation. And just like Jake, there were so many other companies out there that were like, you know what, we got bamboozled, we're going to work to get our money back, but we want to give back to the real foundation because that was our goal. And so I was getting message after message from people that were saying, hey, I want to get some money or some gear sold to get some money to the Brian Terry Foundation. What can we do? What can we do? And I said, hold on, I really don't have any idea how to deal with how to get the money to them or what kind of event. And I did some brainstorming, and I ended up calling a good friend of mine, Brandon, who runs Mondurno.com. And I said, listen, I want to drive a 60 bicycle because I just built a World War II retro bike, single speed. And I said, I want to ride that thing across the country and try to raise donations. And there was a moment of silence and then some hysterical laughter and then the question of, you're not serious, are you? And I said, yeah, I think it'll be a great idea. And he just said, there's no way you're going to be able to ride a single speed across America. And he was right. I found out after doing a couple training rides that I was out of my mind. And so we just modified it slightly. Still, we're going to do the 2,000 miles to the Bryant Terry Border Patrol Station, but I'm doing it on a modern bicycle, which is proving to be, difficult in itself.
Are you now? Are you having to drive through any gun states? Are you armed as you ride?
You know what? I'm not, but I am having to go through some anti-gun states. That's just the way it is. The good thing is I have a good safety net. I've got a real-time GPS tracker to basically make sure that everybody that I need to know where I am, and also all the followers out there know where I am. And we're going to have some motorcycle clubs, law enforcement motorcycle clubs that have offered to come out and give me a ride or an escort. I wish a ride would be great, but an escort certainly helps. And then we're offering basically anyone that wants to grab their bicycle to come on out and basically join along, strength in numbers. And frankly, judging by the past few days, people have been incredibly polite. The people in Indiana, not only are their roads amazing, their roads are just amazing. Some of the most polite drivers, courteous drivers. I don't think I'm going to have any problems on this trip. And aside from one really angry Rottweiler dog that wanted to play the other day, I've had no problems whatsoever.
You don't have to go through Mississippi or Louisiana, do you?
I do not.
Well, then you don't have to worry about running into their roads. That's a good thing.
Okay.
We're coming up on the break. If people want to track your progress, and if you will, hold through the break because I got some other stuff I want to ask you, but if they want to track your progress, how would they do that?
All you have to do is go to Mondurno.com, and we have the Trek Tracker, which is a live feed. In fact, right now, if you go to Mondurno.com, you can see where I'm standing by the edge of the lake because I am actively sending off a GPS signal as I talk.
You have drones overhead.
Yeah.
Can we get pictures, too? One of the things I forgot to mention when I was introducing you, I know that our mutual friend Chris Koster is referred to as the Beard. I think that you have taken the title.
That's a tall order. I don't.
I think your beard is more impressive than Chris's.
Ouch. Oh look, Chris is calling on the other line. He said I'm tired.
Just
a long process in the works. I'm glad that I could get that type of feedback on it. But it's certainly causing a bit of drag as I start to hit above 15 miles an hour. So I'm contemplating trimming it back a little bit, to be honest.
Just as a curiosity, and when I was in the military, we didn't have anybody going in dig. Is that why all the tactical types nowadays grow beards? Because they grew them when they were in the service or something, but. Because I just don't get the tactical beard thing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. My beard is not very tactical. It doesn't clear corners very well, and it doesn't manipulate a weapon that often. So I like having it. It was a change, and frankly, I'm afraid to shave it because the last time I shaved my beard, I looked like I was 12 years old, and a lot of my students gave me that exact feedback. So frankly, I'm just a bit afraid to get rid of it.
It's all a commercial thing is what you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a business decision.
It is a business decision.
You're just too cute to be tactical, whatever. When we get back, I want to talk about what the Bryant Terry Foundation does, why the gun community felt the need to get involved in it, and why, when they found out that somebody was trying to pull wool over their eyes, this reaction that came from it and the way they pivoted and still did the deed. So if you can hang on, can you hang on for one more segment before you get back on the the Pee Wee Herman bike?
Absolutely.
I saw that picture on your Facebook. Are you riding the Pee Wee Herman?
Fitting.
Okay. All right. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube's Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, and after reconsideration, I would have to say that he's actually in a static tie with Chris Costa for the best beard, is Eric Utrecht. You know what it is that I shave my head because that's the only hairstyle option I have other than looking ridiculous. And if I were to grow one of those beards, I would look like an Amish Santa Claus.
That's a very vivid mental picture, right?
I just can't do it. I just can't bring myself to make it happen. I want to be trendy, but I just can't do it. The Brian Terry Foundation. Why the Brian Terry Foundation? Why this vociferous reaction to and this urge from the gun community to do something to help them out?
Well, you know, the with the original situation that happened with the scam, you know, it's really easy. When you get to know the people in the firearms and training industry, everyone thinks that, you know, it's Smith & Wesson, it's Glock, it's the big name, you know, Remington. Yeah, they are the big names in the industry, but these aren't the small companies, the veteran-owned companies, you know, Two Vets Arms. This isn't the group that I see. And this type of people, you know, these small, just patriot and veteran-owned companies, when somebody comes up to them and says, hey, I'm working for this charity, let me tell you about this charity, it tugs at the heartstrings, and that's exactly what happened. You've got people that absolutely care about our law enforcement community. They care about Second Amendment. They care about America overall. They're not worried about what Miley Cyrus and the Kardashians are doing. They actually care about the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Middle East, the border issues, the things that should matter to every single American. The Brian Terry Foundation is an absolute, it's a charity that works for all of us. And so it's not only just a law enforcement charity like a lot of people think. They're working for all of us. And when I say that, you've got a family that lost a loved one in 2010 to a gun that should never have ended up in the hands of criminals by Operation Fast and Furious. To this day, that family does not have closure. The government is still hiding information from not only the family, but all of us as Americans. And that's on stat. If we had a government that was by the people, of the people, and for the people, they would say, listen, we messed up. We need to come clean. Let's find out what happened so this never happens again. But unfortunately, we're starting to see that we have certain elements in the government that are believing that they are above the people. And so not only does the foundation constantly fight to get the information about what happened to Brian out for the public to see, they're also working to raise money for scholarships for young people that are trying to get into a future in law enforcement. And they're also working to build funds in support of Border Patrol agents that lose their lives in the line of duty so that their families are taken care of. And tragically, we just had the Border Patrol agent down south who was killed in a head-on car accident. And that's what the Brian Terry Foundation does. So right now, anybody that's putting a penny per mile towards this fundraiser, that those pennies are going, has the potential to go to that family to help take care of them. That's why we're doing what we're doing, and that's why so many people care.
Just so you know, a penny per mile equates to a $20 donation.
That's it.
That's all it would take to help him out with that. And you have raised, what is it, 10 grand? You crested 10 grand?
I believe as of this morning we were at 10,900 and change. So not too bad, but we need to do better. That's for sure.
And you still have, what, 1,780 miles to go, so there's plenty of time to do that.
I have more miles than I want to think about now, that's for sure.
Wasn't it nice of me to articulate that for you?
It was
only 1,780 to go.
That's right. You know, it was great. I've got some great friends that are just, you know, every morning I'm getting little motivational posters on the cell phone. I'm getting people that are commenting on the Facebook page for the event. You know, one person said, hey, you know, you only have to, you're 10% down. Just look at it that way. So you just got to do this a few more times and pretty soon you'll be crossing that finish line. And that's what this is all about. This is a balance of mindset, a balance of nutrition, and just time management. And, yeah, day three, I feel good. I mean, my legs are certainly wondering what the heck they did to deserve this, but, you know, the bike's in good shape. I'm in good shape. I spent all day in cornfields yesterday, so there was a little bit of boredom that set in. But today is going to be another really long day of just straight lines, and it's just going to have to put all these days together and just enjoy it for what it is and get to see the cool things that are out there that I never would have witnessed if I hadn't done this trip.
One thing I want to point out is that Trek and his partner runs MDFI, which is a very good tactical school in Michigan. If you are in Michigan or near those parts, you should check them out. Just really beginning, you know, I know you've been doing well, but it's really beginning to take off, and this is when you chose to do this, so your partner's sort of stepping up. Because by him stepping up, and I forgot your partner's name. I'm sorry.
That's Keith Denman.
Okay.
Yeah, he...
By him stepping up, I mean, he's supporting this, too, in the worst way, because he's got to pick up your workload. And how many days, how long is this going to take, you think?
I will be done with this at 3 p.m. on 9 October, so I've got quite a bit to go.
Approximately 3 p.m. on 9 October, okay.
Oh, I will cross that line. I will cross that finish line at 3 p.m. on 9 October. There is nothing that's going to stop you from doing that.
You're going to be on the road? Wow. In any event, I want to, you need to stay in contact with me, because I'd like to touch base with you next week and see where you are and everything as you go along. And, I know that sometime during the week, you're probably going to get a call from Wyoming, and you feel free to quote me on the beard thing.
Yeah. You know, it's really weird. I just got a text message. It said, "Hey, Trek, stay where you're at. There's a Mark 82 inbound." I'm not sure who Mark is and why he's got 82 with him, but, you know, that's kind of scary. I should probably keep my eye on this guy.
Well, if he's got Wyoming tags, you need to really kick the Pee Wee Herman bike into high gear and go. Maybe tuck your beard in to lower the drag, you know, lower the drag.
He's got two. Yeah, his off-road vehicle would catch me no problem. I may just have to ride into a lake or something to try to get away.
That's tactical. I saw that in Act of Valor. They splashed a pickup truck in Act of Valor. That's totally tactical.
Well, it's not too tactical when you see me with my orange floaties on. That's about the best I got.
Well, that keeps the boats from running over you, that orange flex.
That's true.
Very good. I will be in touch, and we will keep track of Trek's trek, if you will. You can check him. You can keep track of him at moderno.com. I'm presuming it's not too late to get involved with this and, you know, donate a penny per mile. This is going to a very good cause that somebody that's willing to jump up and get on a bike and pedal 2,000 miles, he feels pretty strongly about it. So,
absolutely. All you got to do, go to honorbrianterry.com, and that's where you can donate. And we're going to take this right up until the end of the ride. So anything people can do is very appreciated.
Are you wearing a bike helmet or a bump helmet?
I'm wearing a Team Wendy X-Fill that was donated by the crew over at FC Tactical out of Virginia. And I'll tell you what, this thing is the most comfortable helmet I have ever worn in my life. I've got a Contour camera mounted to it. I've got the F3 patch rocking on the side of it. And, it's working out really well.
Just so long as you look the part. Thanks. You stay safe. I'll be in touch.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. Folks, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Still haven't got that down. I should have that down by now. MarketWatch.com is supposedly a website for stock market investors. And on August 27th, they published a very cynical article about gun manufacturers and gun ownership titled, 10 Things the Gun Industry Won't Tell You. They've actually been running and rerunning this article for several months now, just changing the date every so often to make it appear new. Most of the time when I look at financial websites, I'm thinking these guys are all about the money and the figures and the fact that they... the fact that they decided to go to the agenda thing, that's sort of disappointing. But it's also interesting who they chose to write it. They're using fluff journalist Katie Hill. You can get a pretty good idea about her writing style from the titles of her other articles, such as 10 Things Your Spouse Won't Tell You, 10 Things Your Boss Won't Tell You, 10 Things Your Coworkers Won't Tell You, and luckily for us, 9 Things Lindsay Lohan Should Do to Save Her Career. I'm not sure what kind of literary gems those things are in particular, but her article insulting the firearm industry basically is made up of unfair innuendo and plain old mistakes. As an example, she implies that the firearm industry is up to something sinister, claiming that it won't tell you that ammo is our secret business weapon, that under gun ban Obama we're doing just fine, and that fear is good for our bottom line. Now, where she gets this idea that the firearm industry sells ammunition is anyone's guess. And it's hard to tell where she's been lately, but for more than a year, real journalists have been reporting that Americans have been buying more guns than usual due to concerns about anti-gun legislation being pushed by President Obama and his allies in Congress. She claims that the firearm industry won't tell you that owning our product may be hazardous to your health. She bases her opinion on an article in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which reviewed studies, quote-unquote, purporting to show that guns kept at home are more likely to be used to kill someone who lives there than to kill a criminal. Par for the course, she fails to mention that these studies have been discounted by independent researchers. Criminologist Gary Kleck, in his book Targeting Guns, says that the studies are the source of the most nonsensical statistic in the gun control debate because they don't consider a gun to have been used for self-defense unless a criminal has been killed, unless there's a body. The mistake is, as Kleck points out, criminals are killed only about 0.1% of defensive gun uses. Gary Kleck is a card-carrying member of the ACLU and a lifelong Democrat, by the way. Hill also claims that the gun industry won't tell you that gun control may work. Who does she think she's speaking for in this particular case? The industry knows that studies conducted for Congress, for the National Academy of Sciences, and for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have concluded that there's no evidence that gun control reduces crime. Getting out there and saying that gun control might work is a greater stretch of law of probabilities than saying you might win a lottery. After all, someone occasionally wins the lottery. But there's, you know, you can't have an assortment of anti-gun babble and it be complete without a code red alarm about the fact that Congress hasn't passed legislation to prohibit the possession of firearms by people on the FBI's terrorist watch list. And her assessment is no exception. She says the firearm industry won't tell you that we sell guns to people might not want us to. But then again, she forgets to mention a couple of important points with that one. First, the vast majority of people on the watch list are foreign nationals who have not been admitted to the United States under immigrant visas. Thus, under federal law, they're not allowed to buy or possess guns in the U.S. in the very first place. They have them. They've obtained them illegally. No amount of gun control is going to stop that. Next, while they admit that the FBI sometimes puts people on the watch list by mistake, she didn't mention that some aspects of this watch list are so lacking in due process that they've been declared unconstitutional. So if you are going to Market Watch and you're basing your financial strategy on what Market Watch says, maybe you should consider getting your financial investment advice somewhere else. Huh? Maybe? I think it'd be a good idea. They don't need to be going political. They got their own bag. They need to stick to what they do good instead of having somebody that writes an article about 9 things Lindsay Lohan needs to do to resurrect her career. Mean Girls too. Since Bloomberg has come on the scene, the de facto standard bearer of gun control for the longest time, the Brady campaign, has been struggling. And one thing you have to understand about these gun control groups, they don't have, for the most part, what you would consider a paying membership. When you see the moms demand getting out there and saying, we have 600,000 members, that's how many likes they've gotten on Facebook. They don't have paying members. They have a paying member, and that's Michael Bloomberg. The Brady campaign, though, they've been in squabbles with Bloomberg, so they've been trying, you know, Bloomberg's not giving them any money. So they've been trying to maintain relevance, and they've been having to do that a lot in recent years. So now Brady wants to hold the internet-based retailer, Lucky Gunner, the ammo website, partially responsible for the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, suggesting that they somehow should have been able to screen the shooter, even though there are no mechanisms or federal laws that would allow such an act to take place either online or for in-person sales. Now, they're talking about another ammunition purveyor here. They are suing Lucky Gunner right now. But they're also claiming that he bought body armor from them. Oh, gosh. Holmes was not wearing body armor in the Aurora shooting. He was wearing something called a Black Hawk striker vest, which is a Molly vest that zips up. It covers you like any other vest, would a suit vest. And it has the ballistic stopping capability of your common white Oxford dress shirt with button-downs, button-down collar. And this is Lucky Gunner. This is Lucky Gunner they're talking about. They operate something called BulkAmmo.com. In court, prosecutors said that Holmes bought ammunition and body armor from various online retailers, including BulkAmmo.com. On the night of the shooting, his arsenal was an AR-15 assault rifle, two .40 caliber pistols, a shotgun, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. He was also wearing body armor from head to toe. No, he wasn't. Brady campaign. This is why that very thing should be why you get your little case tossed out of court. You don't even know what you're talking about. He was not wearing body armor. Was wearing black. He was wearing a gas mask. But he wasn't wearing body armor. This is what they do to remain relevant. They lie and get it wrong. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, one last time to the firing line we go. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I can get it right if I read it. I have to read it, or else I go off on the wrong tangent. We have recently had the anniversary of the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, and President Barack Obama took this upon himself as an occasion to beseech the American people for more gun control. He asked the public to embrace common sense reforms to prevent such tragedies from happening. If you don't know the backstory on that, and a lot of my friends don't like to mention these guys by name, but I think you have to in a certain context when you're doing something this way. Aaron Alexis should not have been able to legally buy a gun because of two incidents that he had been involved in prior to this, involving guns. In one, he shot the tires out from under a car parked at a construction site, and when the police showed up, he just looked at them and said, "I must have been in a state of blackout rage," because he didn't remember doing it. The other one, he shot a round through his ceiling, but it was in an apartment complex, so it was somebody else's floor. He didn't like his neighbor above him, so I guess it's sort of on a disapproving note. He fired a round through there, and it missed her. But it went, you know, she was sitting in a chair, and it popped up through the floor between her feet. And again, nothing happens. He was under treatment for PTSD, although I don't think he served in combat. He was having conversations with microwave ovens. He called the police of Newport, Rhode Island, and told them that people were sending energy at him via a microwave oven. The Newport police called the D.C. Naval Yard and said, "Listen, we got a guy here that works for you there that's talking to us about the being assaulted by a microwave." Nothing happened. Then he went to a gun shop in Virginia and bought a Remington 870 pump shotgun. Then 12 people at the D.C. Naval Yard having lunch in the cafeteria in a gun-free zone, because all military posts, with the exception of the MPs, are a gun-free zone. While having lunch, 12 people died as a result of all of those missed cues for young Mr. Alexis. Not the youngest of the, you know, he's 34 years old. Before he was taken down, there was a little mini turf war going on amongst law enforcement as to who was going to go after him. Marines were there with weapons, but no ammo. If the Marines had had ammo, that would have been over with in about 10 minutes. And as it was, he shot. It was an hour before he was killed once he opened fire. Shooter was granted access to this facility because he had a valid pass to enter the yard. He pulled his Remington 870 apart and stored them inside a bag and then reassembled them in a bathroom. Those people died there because it was a gun-free zone. Okay? And probably more people died because, I don't know, took him an hour to engage him. Aaron Alexis did not have the infantry movement capability of a Cub Scout. He was from the Navy. He was not some fire and maneuver Rambo genius. But when you're shooting at a bunch of unarmed people, you don't have to be. When this was going on, while it was still happening, blood was still coagulating. People all over the place. Piers Morgan got out and did it. The New York Daily News did it. They were all blaming the AR-15 because they said he got a hold of an AR-15 on a military post. One very fundamental question about that that proves that they really don't know what they're talking about is that the military doesn't issue AR-15s. They issue M4s and M16s, full select fire assault rifles. There's not an AR-15 on that post unless it is owned by somebody and it's in a safe somewhere. But they had to go after the AR-15. One of the reasons I think that we never got any blowback from gun control over this was because they botched their reporting of it so badly that they were embarrassed by it. Because he used a shotgun. I think he obtained a handgun by killing one of the guards. One of the uniformed armed guards who was a target, and he killed him first. So President Obama uses this occasion where one more time in a gun-free zone, a bunch of innocent people get gunned down by a lunatic. And he thinks that common sense reforms. He lies to the American people and tells them that common sense reforms would prevent that. The only thing that is inevitable in this sort of situation is this. With somebody like, and you can name anybody you want to talk about, all the way back to Whitman, any of these guys that want to kill are going to kill. And wherever there is a generous pool of unarmed civilians to go after, that's where they're going to go. They are like sharks that smell blood in the water. Except it's not the scent of blood that draws them. It's the sight of that sign. No guns allowed. It's the proclamation of that false sense of security. No guns allowed here. Gun-free zone. Nobody's proposed banning any of the weapons he used. They proposed banning the weapons that weren't used. The very much maligned AR-15, characterized by people like Piers Morgan as the gun of choice amongst mass murderers now, completely discounting places like Virginia Tech, where handguns were used, and 10-round magazines. But he took it upon himself to commemorate these people, these innocent people that died, as a political opportunity. And that bothers me to a degree you just can't imagine. It bothers me in a way that is almost primitive. Because here you have a man holding a position that a lot of people look at and say, this is the leader of the free world. And he is so politicized that he can't. I wish he would just go for it. I wish he would just come right out and say, I think it makes common sense to repeal the Second Amendment. Roll those dice and let's see where they fall. Reveal yourself, sir. That was the thing about the D.C. Naval Yard. A lot of these gun grabbers were unmasked because they didn't take the time. They said it was the AR-15, which never would have been there in the first place unless he brought it. But it would not have been on that military post in the first place. The other thing is they say, well, a military post isn't a gun-free zone. There's guns all over the place. Like, when you're in garrison, you run around with plate carriers and battle belts and primary weapons and secondary weapons and ammo out the yin-yang. And unfortunately, that just doesn't happen that way. It does not happen that way. Military commanders don't want their people armed on their military posts. For some reason, they look at them and say they would be undisciplined just shooting all over the places. As somehow they forgot everything they've been taught. Our president is an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to the Constitution. He's an embarrassment to the people that voted for him. And he's an embarrassment to the people that he supposedly leads. He couldn't find his fourth point of contact with two hands and a map. But there will be another day. And the common denominator amongst the next day that is coming is going to be me and you. Those of us that slumbered and let this happen, no more. But don't ever doubt your power. There's 126 million of us. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.